Item 976, request of Evelyn Moyo to address council regarding safety issues in the city.
Good morning.
Welcome.
My name is Evelyn Moyo, and I would like to address what I feel is a deteriorating situation in Portland. I was born here. I've lived here pretty much all my life. I teach public high school. And I would like to be able to at least walk on my street to and from my car in a safe manner. Portland used to be pristine, safe, friendly, and it's none of that anymore. It's not good for business. It's not good for the residents. And it's not good for people.
Excuse me one second.
Yeah.
Carla, we have a...
Yeah, sorry.
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. I think that's a D. White script.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Bree.
Thank you. And it's not good for the people who are living on the streets. They're in a terrible situation. It's not kind to them, and it's not good for us either. I think that the Portland police have been pretty much castrated of their power. I am actually one of the people with Alan Graff who conducted a lawsuit years ago against the Portland police, but the pendulum has swung so far to the left that it is not working out for any of us. And I would like somebody, some people, something to happen so we can clean this up, make it safe for everyone, for street people and for us. Thank you.
Ma'am, can I, since you didn't use all your time,
Fish
if I could just
fish.
Jump in for 1 second. I had lunch yesterday with a downtown developer who said that he is often in social settings where people express concerns about the very things that you've mentioned. And his response is, okay, I'll make you king or queen for a day. Tell us
what
we should be doing that we're not doing. So
I can tell
because
you
have a minute and a half left, I want
Thank
to give you,
you
an opportunity to tell us what you recommend we do differently.
Thank you. I shall. So obviously what we are doing is not working for anyone. What I would do is make it easy for people to get off drugs that want to, get off meth who want to, give them work, do something, education, something. Don't just put them back on the streets because it's going to never stop if you do that. There has to be something, either say, you must get rehabilitated, you have to clean up, but you can't just go back on the streets. It's not okay for them. It's inhumane. There has to be some kind of program for people to get well again, or at least halfway well, something, because, like I said, just putting them back on the streets is not working. Portland is not physically or fiscally capable of just setting up little houses everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. That's not going to make people better by just handing out more and more things. They have to get help, real help.
So if I can just let you know that there is a large community conversation going on right now about how we could generate quite a lot of money to provide services. And I think what you're talking about is making sure that someone who's addicted gets the treatment and gets a bed somewhere.
And also who has mental illness.
Making sure people get services they need. It's going to take a lot of resources, and we have we're not getting a lot of resources from the state or the federal government to help with this. And we're also, as you probably know, we have some, our ranking as a state in terms of access to services for people battling addiction is very poor. But the good news is there is a broader conversation about taking this moment and generating some dollars so that people would have the choice of treatment if they chose. So if you would leave your contact information with my office down here, I'll make sure that that we keep you posted on that conversation, because I think you will be able to support it. We're
going
to all have to dig a little deeper,
mm-hmm.
but I think there is a path forward that's humane and also provides services people need,
mm-hmm.
and so I'd like to
But Portland needs to be safe for everyone, not
yeah.
Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to correct a couple of things. Portland Police Bureau is lacking 100 positions.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be a policeman
ma'am,
here?
I am talking now. Your mm-hmm. time has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Portland Police Bureau is down over 100 officers.
Mm-hmm.
It has been challenging to find people who actually want to be police officers in the city of Portland, and that's for a variety of reasons. Just like the variety of people who find it hard to be able to work, find a place to live, and live a thriving life in Portland, the people who are on our streets run the gambit. And I'm offended when people paint them all with one brush, like they're all addicted, they're all this, they're all that.
Mm-hmm.
Every individual you talk to has an individual story.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you that from where I have influence, I am creating what's called the Portland Street Response
mm-hmm.
that will be a more humane approach to engaging people, but for grace, would be I, who are living on the street. And so it's important that we not assume mm-hmm. that we know what people's lived experience is mm-hmm. and that we actually talk to them. And
I so, do. I live by so the I, steel bridge, and I had 3 minutes. I didn't have
ma'am.
Time to discuss
no.
every single
Thank you.
I just wanted to correct the record because the police commissioner is out of the country,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's not appropriate to leave on a record that somehow the police have been, what did you call them, defanged?
Castrated.
Castrated, right? That is totally not true. Portland police officers every single day decide whether they're going to take a call or not, right? I keep asking, well, why do you do this instead of that? And they don't have a good answer, right? So it is a much more complicated situation than what you're able to articulate in 3 minutes. And I just wanted to clear some of the record up. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Say hi to Alan for me.
I will.